It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by Craig Bender, ESB Financial Vice President and Ag Commercial Lending Department there. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Doing real well. Thank you.
Always good to talk to you, and we thought we'd have Craig in. We're just coming off National Ag Week, and we are big on ag around here, and so are they at ESB Financial. So what better time to check in on what's going on in the ag industry? And Craig, what are you seeing out there right now?
Well, you know, Ron, it really is a great time to highlight our agricultural industry, in my opinion. Out here in the Flint Hills, of course, burning be underway soon in full force, and could use a shot of moisture here and there for sure right now, but definitely a unique time to keep an eye on things and so forth, but excited about the conversation today. I think it's a really, really exciting time to be involved in the business, for sure.
Let's get into more specifics on that. What are some of the big picture things producers may be looking at right now, Craig?
Well, you know, Ron, we're in a time of literally unprecedented high cattle prices, which I guess on the surface sure is exciting. But one thing I guess I always try to emphasize is that high prices don't always translate to higher profit margin, especially with the inputs being so costly as they are today, for sure. To me, that's why it's so important to always, always keep a handle and know where your break-even point is at all times. For me, this number gives you clarity when making marketing decisions and also considering potential expansion and risk management, for sure.
Yeah, that's a good point, Craig. You know, risk sure seems to be a constant in agriculture, doesn't it?
It certainly does, Ron, but definitely exciting times for sure, to reiterate. For me, you know, it's a good idea, in my opinion anyway, to stay grounded. I mean, we've now got some powerful protection tools for our agricultural folks, livestock risk protection programs and crop insurance programs. You know, not so awful long ago, we didn't have access to this type of protection, and it can really make a difference to our producers when times get tight, and they will again. You know, that's kind of the old adage. It tends to cycle, the length of the cycle has always been the question. So,
and speaking of, you know, market shifts, things like that out there, Craig, what are you seeing out there right now?
Well, you know, I encourage, with respect to risk, I encourage everyone to continuously evaluate the level of risk they're accepting on behalf of their operations. I think it's always important to make sure your operation can afford the risk you're taking. When prices are high like they are, there's a temptation to take on more risk, and to push for more growth or hold on to inventory longer to try to get the most out of it. You can't, which you need to within reason, but you need to be aware of when that point is where you need to evaluate, step back and take a deep breath and evaluate the level of risk once again you're willing to take, for sure.
Yeah, good points there, Craig.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ron.
No, go ahead to finish that up.
You know, for me, while we have a very, very strong cattle market, et cetera, right now, there are some unknowns. I mean, you know, take into account the proposed tariff and sanctions that our administration are proposing right now. You know, if for instance, we see those sanctions implemented and we suddenly, due to the same, have an increased level of surplus of beef domestically, what can that do to our ultimate price point, et cetera? I think it's point being, it's always important in my mind to keep that in the back of your mind, what could happen indirectly when these things are put into play. You know, for me, I think as producers, we need to consider that on an ongoing basis and always have it in the back of our minds and have that plan B in place when that happens. So that to me is crucial.
Good stuff there, Craig. How about some final thoughts?
Well, you know, this week is a great reminder to take pride in what you do. And also fine-tune how you do it. Efficiency is everything to me. You know, when we evaluate operations and their viability, that type of thing, I think efficiency comes to the top pretty quickly. You know, a local feed yard operator once told me, he said, Craig, you know, our dollars are made in pennies per pound. And that stuck with me. That's a mindset that applies for me across the board, from feed sourcing to input usage to equipment maintenance and your labor force. So I think that efficiency is paramount.
All right, Craig, good information. Let's finish up with a money message here this morning.
Hey, I guess my message would be, you know, at ESB, we're proud to serve our ag community, extremely proud, not just during the Ag Week or the week coming off of Ag Week, but every day of the year. You know, we offer a full suite of ag lending products, crop and cattle operating lines, equipment loans, real estate financing solutions. I would ask that anyone interested in learning more about our program, give me a call directly at 620-340-9912 or stop in and usually at my desk and would be glad to chat with anyone about their operations goals and hopefully do some business. So and to every farmer and rancher out there, we thank you from ESB for your work. Hard work, it feeds, fuels, and sustains our communities. We're honored to support y'all.
Yeah, good to get that ag update in there this morning. Craig, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Ron. Appreciate the opportunity.
Craig Bender, ESB Financial Vice President, Ag Commercial Lending. ESB Financial brings you Managing Your Money. They're an Emporia tradition since 1901 with locations in Emporia and Manhattan, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.